The UK Independence Party has made major gains in the European Parliament elections across Britain, increasing its share of the vote by around 11%. With most of the UK's 73 seats now declared, the party has won 23, a rise of 10. It's the first time since 1910 that neither Labour nor the Conservatives have won a national election. UKIP's leader, Nigel Farage, who retained his South East England seat, hailed the victory as historic.
The People's Army of UKIP have spoken tonight and delivered just about the most extraordinary result that has been seen in British politics for 100 years, and I'm proud to have led them to that.
But as UKIP's supporters celebrated, the Liberal Democrats saw their representation in the European Parliament all but wiped out, retaining only one MEP. The Lib Dem president, Tim Farron, called the result staggeringly disappointing. The performance of Labour has also been called into question. It failed to break through in key battlegrounds and currently has 18 seats, the same number as the Conservatives. The results from Scotland are still to come, and they're expected to put Labour slightly ahead of the Tories. BBC News is projecting that UKIP will win one seat in Scotland. There's also a delay to the results in Northern Ireland. Our political correspondent Chris Mason has this roundup of the night's events.
The first seat goes to the UK Independence Party, Mr. Nigel Paul Farage.
Nigel Farage predicted what he called a political earthquake. This morning, he wakes up as the leader of the biggest British party in the European Parliament. UKIP has 23 MEPs, 10 more than it did 4 years ago. The party has MEPs representing every region of England and Wales and will secure a seat in Scotland too. It commanded 27.5% of the vote. Nigel Farage said after these results, anything was possible for UKIP.
Who's to say, in a year's time, what UKIP can or cannot achieve in a general election? But it is not completely beyond, you know, the bounds of possibility that we could get enough MPs next year to perhaps hold the balance of power in what is likely to be another hung parliament.
The fortunes of the Liberal Democrats couldn't have been more different from those of UKIP. Before these elections, they had 12 MEPs. They now have just one. Martin Todd, a member of the Lib Dems' governing federal executive, said the results were a disaster and the party's response complacent. He reiterated his call for Nick Clegg to stand down. The Liberal Democrat Sir Graham Watson, who lost his seat in the southwest of England, said the party needed to learn from its defeats.
Clearly, we will have to look at how we are trying to communicate our message, the kind of messages we're putting across. But I don't believe that this is in any way unsurprising for the party at a very, very difficult time as Britain emerges from a long and deep recession.
While the headlines will inevitably focus on UKIP's success and near oblivion for the Lib Dems, the relative performances of Labour and the Conservatives are important too. Labour have beaten the Tories, but the margin was narrow. Labour's deputy leader, Harriet Harman, said UKIP's gains were a wake-up call for her party.
UKIP have been the symptom, if you like, of people's disaffection with politics. And we have to respond to that and listen to their concerns, especially making sure that they feel there's some sense of fairness for them and a prospects in the future for them against a background of immigration.
For the Conservatives, the Foreign Secretary William Hague acknowledged that many voters were unhappy, but said elections to the European Parliament were very different from general elections.
I think there is a deep disillusionment and a deep dissatisfaction, not just in this country, but across Europe. And I think people do know that in the European elections, as UKIP put it to them, they can have a free hit. They can have a vote that doesn't have the consequence of bringing the wrong government in.
The Green Party secured almost 8% of the vote and 3 seats in the European Parliament, an increase of 1%. The British National Party lost both of the seats it won 5 years ago.